content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. Let's begin with this one from Woman's Day, The Smile File. Save these dates. There are a whole lot of happy makers to put on your calendar. First, today, if you're listening today, February 6th, of course, you can celebrate Chopsticks Day by eating a meal using, surprise, chopsticks, but there are so many additional ways to put these versatile utensils to work. Here, pick up some of our staffers, go to hacks, and they list five. First, mess prevention. When enjoying snacks that might stain like flamin' hot Cheetos, grab them with chopsticks to keep your fingers clean. As an appetizer accessory, a pair of serving chopsticks will help ensure no one's germs spread to your epic charcuterie spread. As a spill stopper, perch a large wooden chopstick on top of a pot when cooking pasta to keep the water from boiling over. As a toast tool, they're better than your fingers for removing hot or burned toast from the toaster. And as a quick trivet, in a pinch, use them to protect your counter from a hot saucepan or skillet. And there are, Women's Day does a lot of these on a certain day type of things, and we'll get to a couple more later today and in the next couple of episodes as I try to space them out and put them as close to the air date as possible. So, from Women's Day as well, take a walk on the bright side. A positive outlook is good for more than your mood. Studies show that it's linked to good heart health and an overall longer life. Happily, this is true even for Black Americans who, as a group, have a heightened risk for cardiovascular issues and a shorter lifespan, according to recent findings from the Jackson Heart Study. What better time to rediscover your zest for life than the start of a new year? Try these tips from Samira Freeman, PhD, a licensed psychologist and the owner of Chase Solutions LLC in New York City. We've got five bullet items from Samira. Schedule solo time. Treat yourself to a massage. Soak in a bubble bath or get lost in your favorite jam. You'll feel more positive while experiencing pleasurable sensations, says Freeman. Use your tech for good. Set notifications to remind you of how far you've come, what you have to be grateful for, or simply something that will make you smile when you read it, Freeman suggests. Head outside. When problems seem big, it can help to tap into the natural beauty around you, says Freeman. The scent, sights, and expansiveness of the world help make mundane problems feel smaller. Find reasons to be excited. The anticipation of an upcoming event, dinner with friends, or a new book can help get you over a hurdle. Looking forward to something lifts your spirits just as the experience itself does. And the last one, pay it forward. Helping another person makes you feel purposeful and connected to a community. It also reminds you of the positive influence you can have over your own life, Freeman points out. And there's a little did you know here at the bottom. You can get daily affirmation pop-ups right on your screen by downloading the I Am app from your smartphone's app store. That's I Am. From Women's Day again, they have a wreath of the month. I'll describe it to you. It's pretty easy to describe. It is a heart-shaped wreath made entirely out of not just playing cards, but the hearts, the heart suit of playing cards. It says, show your cards, deck out your door with this playful DIY, and everyone will follow suit. And it's very easy. How to gather a wire heart wreath form. They got theirs from Amazon. You can get them at craft stores. And two decks of cards. Pull out all the heart suit cards. And then hot glue a card to the bottom of the form, then layer another on top, gluing to the previous card in one spot and to the form in another. and just keep doing that until the entire form is covered with heart cards. It's very cute, actually. And simple, easy. If you've got lots of decks of cards laying around the house, what better way than to use a few of them? How to set up for party success. If you're having a Super Bowl party, Trish Klazen Marsanico throws an epic Super Bowl bash every year. Here are her top hosting tips. Check your tech. Whether they came for the commercials or actually want to watch the game, everyone needs access to a TV, cable, or live stream. Confirm the channel or that your Wi-Fi works before your guests arrive. Ace the timing. Set out apps and snacks for grazing during the first half, then aim to have heartier mains during halftime. Bring out desserts at the end of the third quarter. Ask about allergies. With RSVPs, request that guests flag any dietary restrictions so you can have some safe options already. From Real Simple, 30 Days to a Better Everything. I am not going to read all 30 days. I'm going to read about a week's worth this week and then another next week. So we're going to divide this one up into four weeks' worth. This list of little daily to-dos is like a Whole 30 diet, but for your whole life. It will help you eliminate the actual junk in your trunk, the clutter in your kitchen cabinets, the stress in your schedule, and all the other stuff adding chaos to your days. So we begin with day one. Edit your library. We're all hustling for that pretty shelfie. If you have more books than you could possibly read or decorate with, rehome some. Reach out to your local library to see if you can donate them there, and if not, your local thrift shop will probably take them as well. Day two, hit unsubscribe. Chances are you signed up for a bunch of emails to get discounts on your holiday purchases, which was smart. Now they're clogging up your inbox. It's time to unsubscribe. The website unroll.me, that's UNROLL.me, can help you do it quickly. If you're receiving an alarming number of print catalogs, head to dmachoice.org to stop the influx of junk. Day three, pare down your pantry. Inventory your canned goods, and put anything you know you'll never use in a donation pile. Just check your sell-by dates first. Remove any ground spices that are no longer potent. You can test them by shaking and smelling them. And organize what you're keeping into categories like baking, pasta night, etc. Then decant anything open into food-safe containers. Day four, sort through your meds. Cold season rages on. Get rid of any expired medicine. Visit FDA.gov to find out what you can do with it. Then restock your go-tos. Tamika Henry, MD, founder of Unlimited Health Institute in Pasadena, California, also suggests grabbing supplements like magnesium for relaxation and better sleep. Of course, check with your doctor first. And did you know you shouldn't keep medications in the bathroom? Heat and moisture can make them less effective. Store them in your pantry instead. So, good thing you pared down your pantry first, right? Day five, organize your recipes. Use Pinterest boards to sort ideas into categories like breakfast and quick dinners. If you're not into Pinterest, create notes on your phone. Organize recipes by cuisine or category, and paste in your links for easy reference at the market. Day six, rearrange your dresser drawers. Most of us start out with a good system for stashing stuff in the dresser, but within a few months, the jeans drawer is also full of leggings, bras, and random sweaters. Take everything out. Then refold items and put them back in, pulling out ill-fitting or overworn clothes as you go. Organize using a system that's coherent to you, perhaps by item type, long sleeve shirts, sweaters, underwear. Weed through undies and toss out pairs with overstretched waistbands and threadbare cotton. Not that you have any of those. And day 7, carve out some me time. Create a recurring invite on your calendar for a few hours a week that are just for you. Any to-do list activity is strictly forbidden. And that's all for today. Yay, you. And that'll be it for this time. Now, next week, I will do days, I think, 8 through 15 is what I have scheduled. From Women's Day, February 11th is Inventor's Day. In honor of Inventor's Day, we're shining a light on a few brilliant women, all inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame, whose groundbreaking work has made all our lives better in ways both big and small. First, Mary Anderson. In the early 1900s, Anderson, a real estate developer and rancher, came up with the idea for windshield wipers while in a trolley car on a snowy day. Hedy Lamarr. While she is widely known as a film star from Hollywood's golden age, Lamarr helped invent a frequency-hopping technique that laid the foundation for modern Wi-Fi and GPS. And Patricia Bath, MD, in addition to being the first black woman physician to receive a medical patent, the award-winning ophthalmologist invented a new device and technique for removing cataracts. About that. And from Millie, your money, your life, money knows the secret to successful investing is as old as time. It's not how much money you have. It's how much time you have to let your money grow, says financial expert Carrie Schwab Pomerantz. Here's her advice for saving for retirement. Recently, Millie chatted with Carrie Schwab Pomerantz, president of the Charles Schwab Foundation and managing director of Charles Schwab & Company, Inc., long an advocate for financial literacy, she urges women to start saving for retirement no matter their age, stage, or income. And here are her 5 tips. Number 1, time is your friend, so start investing early and often. The math is simple. If a 25-year-old woman invests $200 a month for 40 years, until she's 65, that money could grow to $850,000 if you assume a 6% rate of return, which is a standard yield. Plus, by investing regularly through good and bad times, you get the benefit of dollar cost averaging, she says. That means when the stock market is down, you'll get more shares of whatever you're buying. Boom times will buy you less, but over the years, you'll have bought an average price, as long as you don't sell in reaction to market dips. Hello, 2022. 2, work your future self into your monthly budget. If you start saving and investing for your retirement in your 20s, you should save 10%, Schwab Pomerantz advises. Save and invest 10% for the rest of your working career, and you should have a relatively comfortable retirement. However, if you wait until your 30s, you'll have to save about 20%. And if you wait until your 40s, you'll have to save about 30%. Schwab Pomerantz calls this the minus 10 rule, and she likens it to paying yourself first. After college, my kids made a budget, and part of their budget was saving 10%, she says. Maximizing time in the market is, again, her guiding principle. It's not how much money you have. It's how much time you have to let your money grow, she says. 3, don't leave money on the table. If you're lucky enough to have a 401k, not using it means you're ignoring 3 huge financial benefits. First, your contributions reduce your taxable income. For example, if you max out your contribution at $20,500 this year, you'll owe taxes on your income minus that amount. Secondly, if your company matches at even a small percentage, that's free money you're walking away from if you don't take advantage. And thirdly, that money makes money as long as you actually invest it. It's a 2-step process, says Schwab Pomerantz, who has seen people mistakenly assume that their money is invested for them. You need to enroll in the plan to have it automatically deducted from your paycheck. Then you need to pick some mutual funds or other investments to put the money toward. Otherwise, it sits in a cash account and you miss out on compound growth, the key to building wealth. 4, it's not about hot stocks. Schwab Pomerantz tells a story about what she did with the first $2,000 she saved when she was in her early 20s. I called my dad and asked him for investment advice, and he said, "Carrie, just pick 2 equity funds." She recalls she was disappointed. Her father, after all, is Charles Schwab, the corporation's founder. But he convinced her that it's not about the hot stock, she says. It's about participating in the market. And now, that's the same advice she gives to young people. It's about saving and investing over the long term in a diversified portfolio. That's how the biggest investors of the world do it. The pension funds, the universities, they use asset allocation and diversification as their key strategy. It's not stock picking, she says. And last, own your own money. Women especially need to plan for their financial futures. We're set up to be one step behind, Schwab Pomerantz says, citing factors such as the gender pay gap and taking time out of the workforce to raise children. Women risk their independence by not engaging more with their finances, she says. That's the bottom line, and it's a call to action. From Good Housekeeping, cozy kitchen must-haves. Chilly days beg for warming meals and beverages. Our Kitchen Appliances Lab analysts love these tools for easy soups, stews, and braises, as well as coffee, tea, and hot chocolate. First, the Dutch oven. We love that this Dutch oven comes with a traditional lid as well as one that doubles as a grill pan. Because the grill pan is used directly on the burner, it's prone to staining, but a powdered cleaner can restore it. It's the Miesen, M-I-S-E-N, Dutch Oven 7-quart, $165 on Amazon. And a multi-cooker, this recent model from Instant Brands, offers all the hits: pressure cook, slow cook, sauté, as well as settings for delicate foods like cakes. It also lets you edit the cook time and pressure level while the machine's in use. It's the Instant Pot Duo Plus with Quiet Steam Multi-Cooker, $130 on Amazon. And the electric kettle. This kettle lets you select one of 6 temperature settings that correspond with recommended tea and coffee options. It also offers a keep warm setting that stays on for up to 30 minutes. In our tests, it was quick and accurate. It's the Cuisinart Perfect Temp Electric Kettle, $100 on Amazon. And 3 ways to warm up quickly? These lab-approved picks will keep you toasty indoors or outside. First, a portable heater. A space heater warms the area you're in, so you can lower the heat in the rest of the house. Our pros like this Vornado, with 3 heat settings plus vital safety features like tip-over protection and automatic shutoff. It's the Vornado, V-O-R-N-A-D-O, MVH Vortex Heater, $70 on Amazon. Fleece-lined leggings. Our textiles experts love these warm yet breathable leggings for walking or running or just lounging. They come in an impressive range of sizes and have 3 convenient pockets. It's the Eddie Bauer Crossover Winter Trail Adventures Leggings, $99 at eddiebauer.com. That's EddieBauer.com. And a throw blanket. This synthetic fiber blanket feels like soft velvet and comes in 28 colors. Testers gave it a perfect score for comfort and noted that it looked as good as new after washing. This is the Bedsure Fleece Throw Blanket from $13 on Amazon. And from Woman's Day, if you're doing a Super Bowl party or something, here's a Bundt Party Sub. Active time is 10 minutes, total time 35, and it serves 10. We need nonstick cooking spray, 2 11-ounce tubes of refrigerated French bread dough, 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil divided, 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar divided, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning divided, 1/4 pound sliced provolone, 1/2 pound sliced salami, 1/2 pound deli sliced ham, 1/2 pound thinly sliced pepperoni, 1.5 cups shredded romaine lettuce, 2 large beefsteak tomatoes sliced, and 2 teaspoons toasted sesame seeds. Heat oven to 350. Generously grease bundt pan with the cooking spray. Place bread dough into the bottom of the prepared pan and pinch together the ends to form a ring. Bake until golden brown and cooked through 25 to 30 minutes. Let cool for 5 minutes, then invert onto a wire rack to cool completely. Slice the bread in half horizontally. Place the bottom half on your serving platter. Drizzle with 1 tablespoon each oil and vinegar, and sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon Italian seasoning. Top with provolone, salami, ham, pepperoni, lettuce, and tomatoes. Drizzle with another tablespoon oil and remaining tablespoon vinegar. Sprinkle with remaining 3/4 teaspoon Italian seasoning. Add the top half of the bread and brush with remaining tablespoon of oil. Sprinkle with sesame seeds and slice. A Valentine's Day recipe from Martha Stewart Living. Puff pastry waffle hearts, also known as puffles. These are great with or without fillings, but in lieu of the chocolate hazelnut spread, you can stuff them with peanut butter, dulce de leche, or more chopped berries. So we need unbleached all-purpose flour for dusting, 1 sheet, about 14 ounces, all butter puff pastry, such as Dufour, that's Dufour, D-U-F-O-U-R, excuse me, thawed completely in the refrigerator, 1/4 cup chocolate hazelnut spread, such as Nutella, strawberries, halved if they're large, and warmed pure maple syrup for serving. Preheat a nonstick waffle iron according to manufacturer's instructions. Dust a clean work surface with flour and roll out the pastry to flatten the creases. Cut in half crosswise. Dollop chocolate hazelnut spread by the teaspoon onto 1 piece of dough, spaced 2 inches from the edges of the dough and 2 inches apart. Brush between dollops with water, then top with the second piece of dough, pressing gently between where the dollops are to seal. Center a 2.5-inch heart-shaped cookie cutter over the dollops and stamp out shapes. Freeze for 5 minutes. Cook in waffle iron until puffed and golden 5 to 6 minutes. Serve with strawberries and syrup. Active time on this is 15 minutes, total time 45, and it serves 4 to 6. From Woman's Day, how to make a heart-shaped cake. No, you don't need a fancy pan to create this lovable shape. All it takes is 2 easy cakes and some strategic cuts. So what they have you do is they have you bake your cake in 2 cake pans instead of like the big 13x9. Do a square cake pan and a round cake pan about the same size. Cut the round cake in half. Then place the square cake on a large board or platter, orienting it like a diamond with the points up and down and to the sides. Use some frosting to stick the round cake halves to the 2 top sides of the square cake to make a heart. Then frost the sides and top of the whole cake with the remaining frosting. Decorate with sprinkles or whatever else you want to use. From Woman's Day, this is another good one for game day, charred apricot whiskey wings. Active time and total time are both 30 minutes plus marinating, and it serves 4. We need 3/4 cup apricot preserves, 3 tablespoons whiskey or bourbon, they used Jack Daniels, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 2 tablespoons reduced sodium soy sauce, 1/2 tablespoon sriracha, optional, 2.5 pounds chicken wings, separated, tips discarded, chopped cilantro or scallions for serving. In a large bowl, whisk together apricot preserves, whiskey, lime juice, soy sauce, and sriracha, if using, until combined and smooth. Transfer a quarter cup to a small bowl and set that aside. To sauce in the large bowl, add chicken wings and toss to coat. Cover and refrigerate at least 2 hours and for up to four. To grill, heat the grill to low, place wings bone side down on the grill and cook covered 10 minutes. Use tongs to flip and grill until cooked through 10 to 15 minutes more. For air frying, heat your air fryer to 400 degrees. Place the wings in the air fryer in batches as needed and air fry, flipping with tongs halfway through cooking until skin is browned and chicken is cooked through 18 to 20 minutes. Toss with reserved sauce and serve sprinkled with chopped cilantro or scallions. Buffalo chicken dip. Another good one for game day. Active time is 20 minutes, total is 35, and it serves 12. We need an 8-ounce package of cream cheese at room temperature, half a cup sour cream, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/3 of a cup buffalo-style hot sauce, they used Frank's Red Hot, 3 cups finely shredded white meat rotisserie chicken from One Chicken, 8 ounces Monterey Jack cheese, coarsely shredded, 2 scallions, finely chopped, 2 ounces blue cheese, crumbled, potato chips and celery sticks for serving. Heat oven to 425. In a bowl, whisk cream cheese, sour cream, lemon juice, and hot sauce. Fold in chicken, Monterey Jack, and scallions. Transfer mixture to 2 shallow 2-cup baking dishes. Top with blue cheese and bake until golden brown, 12 to 15 minutes. Serve with potato chips and celery sticks. And a test kitchen tip, make the dips ahead of time and refrigerate without baking for up to 3 days. Bake as directed, adding 5 to 10 minutes to the cook time. From Woman's Day, frozen Aperol spritzes. Active time and total time are both 5 minutes, and it serves 2 to 3. We need ice, 6 ounces Prosecco, chilled, 3 ounces Aperol, 2 ounces club soda, chilled, orange slices, and green olives for serving. Fill a blender about 1/3 of the way with ice, about 1.5 cups. Add Prosecco, Aperol, and club soda, and blend on high until slushy. Blend in more ice as needed. Serve immediately in glasses garnished with orange slices and olives skewered on toothpicks. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of the program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to North Carolina Reading Service.